Now, whoa, everybody's asked us and we've given words. And them that are engaging their power, they're getting the benefit from it. Bert's fixing to come on here and he's fixing to tell you all about how the milk got in the coconut because he benefited from it. All right, he's going to go over that pretty clearly. As long as Bob will let him, Bob's in charge, so it's up to Bob. But sure, he's going to miss a good opportunity for something good if he does. But that's up to him. We don't care. We don't care. Now, that point is appropriate. It applies. Now, bring it back to the other side. Nah, you know, I don't know about all this. I don't like them products. They don't taste very good. They give me the scours if I take one spoonful too much. Nah, I don't know too much about them drops. It's just a bunch of stuff. And, you know, it's non-physical. It just ain't all that. And, you know, I need to go to the beach and I need to go drive somebody to hell or do something like that. It's not really that important. It's fine. Whatever. I'm good. I think I'll just sleep in. It doesn't make any difference. We'll do it that way. And we go, this is freely being offered for your benefit and pleasure. If you miss it, if you miss the buffet, that's your trouble. It's not going to be our problem, you see.
Okay.
So the point now becomes that 8 times out of 11 can just as easily go against you, you see. That's why Bob has clear instructions that if someone's going to diss him, make sure he gets their name exactly.
Okay.
You see, the tech body can destroy anybody in 2.3 seconds. You know why? Do you know why?
Because they're not in their place of power.
No.
Is that why?
Because the tech, we're going to do the esoteric answer. No, because the tech body controls every single word in media ecology regarding you.
Oh.
Everybody knew Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile. Motherfucker had been convicted of the shit already, had a record of the shit, and now all of a sudden it's an issue? The tech body got a hold of that and blowed that motherfucker up. Now everybody knows what his pussy du jour is. And then he got
who did he blow up?
The tech body blew up Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, yeah. That brings up a point here. It says in the Drudge, I haven't looked at Drudge today.
You got the boss involved now, Jack. You're doing better than you used to.
That's right. So I just wanted to see what Drudge was saying while listening here. And it says, Mick Jagger blasts Trump for bad manners and lies. That's the end of Mick Jagger, correct? The tech body likes Trump. Or supports Trump.
Wait now. We have to wait and see what tomorrow holds. Because you remember Deborah Messing, she's doomed. But her little Mr. McCormick, he said shit too. Yeah, bring the list out. Bring out the McCarthyism. Well, then the next morning, boy, he was backing that shit up about 50,000 miles an hour. And he's going, oh, hell no. Whoa, easy. I don't want to get too far out of the way here. So we have to watch how
Mick reacts to what he causes.
Correct. And then you watch very faithfully once Donald Trump engages, there's rarely any coming back.
Right.
He had a big secret meeting. He had a big secret meeting with the Taliban and the Afghani leaders at Camp David, which he hates Camp David. He canceled that shit and walked out. Left them at fucked up Camp David. I don't know how you do it.
When did he do that? Today? Okay, so did you it's not accurate to say the tech body likes Trump. How would you say the...
No, the tech body hates Trump. The tech body hates Trump. But Trump is in his power. Trump's in his power. They ain't got no say. When you're in your power,
why would the tech body hate Trump?
because he's telling them what to do. The tech body lays it out and says, this is bad, this is bad. And he gets on there and tweets and says, well, that motherfucker never had no trouble with me. The motherfucker was all right when I was giving him goddamn money. He was all right when I was paying for his whores at the whorehouse. He didn't have no trouble bringing his shit to Mar-a-Lago when he didn't need a little bump, done 9 lines of cocaine, and need a little bump, had to call my man to bring it in here. Trump has no throat. He has no choke. He has no backup. He'll say, oh, fuck you. Fuck you. That New York Jew kind of side of talking nasty. That's his position. That's his persona. You know.
Okay. So today, what did you say about the Queen?
Queens, as in a borough.
Oh, Queen.
Talk
yeah.
smack.
Yeah, so the NOAA, or it's a space stuff. NOAA assailed for defending Trump Hurricane Dorian claim. There's my email. So the NOAA assailed, uproar in weather community, workers disgusted, thrown under bus, more backlash. All these people that are mad at NOAA supporting Trump are doomed.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Well, they're going, oh, no, they're not doomed, but what happens is they come up on the list. Once they're on the list, now all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh.
Now, is the NOAA were ordered to defend Trump? Or they know Trump's correct?
No. No, they were.
They were what? Ordered to defend Trump.
They did. They weren't ordered to. They just did agree with him. They did agree with him.
So who are these silly people that are an uproar against the NOAA, which would probably know
nobody.
What it's talking about?
Nobody. The tech body is just using that point to make it a point.
Oh, so the tech body causes a lot
it's
of
like
the anti-Trump.
It's like Joy Behar. Who the fuck is she? Why does she have a say? Who cares? Who gives a fuck what she says? Joy Behar.
I see. So, Ion, what you're saying now is the tech body props up all the anti-Trump noise.
Oh, yeah. It's great for Trump. Good. Painful.
Does the tech body know that? Does the tech body know it's
hell
great for
yeah.
Trump?
It, we're eight-elevenths of it. Hell, yeah. We'll sponsor some of it, Bob. We'll sponsor it.
So the tech body's in a minority position in relation to you. So far,
yeah, there's the rub. And then you don't know what we're going to do either, for real.
Right. Yeah, you...
Don't put us in a spot. Don't put us in a spot, Bob. It's different when we're in a spot.
That's right. You're imitating me. You're imitating me. Don't. We do what Bob does. You can't put Bob into a spot, so
don't put Bob in a spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, try that. So the... We're getting some new insights. I should see some activity on the chat line. Way to go, Bob. Wow, Bob. Yeah, good point, Bob. I'm glad you interrupted Jack. Is Jack going to be able to even come back after that brilliant display by Bob?
Yeah, bring us the head of Mavis Davis. That'll be the next line on there. Hold on.
So you get those subtleties, Jermaine and Jack? It's pretty hard to tell who's promoting what. In the noise.
Yeah. Or no, who's promoting whom?
Right. And we need more questioning, Jack, on the statement by Ion that no people will select the president in 2020. People are going to go out and vote, Ion. Yes, but how are they not, their votes not registered? Is the tech body going to control the tallying?
If they vote to get rid of the Electoral College, Trump would just say, you know, we agree.
I agree.
I'll sign a national order getting rid of the Electoral College. Oh, and by the way, we ain't going to have no more elections. I'm just going to be the king and fuck you. And if you don't like it, I'm going to chop off your head.
But before that, for the election, people are going to vote. Is the tech body going to scramble the votes, the computers that register it? Are they going to alter it? Are they going to erase the people's vote? Like, what does that statement mean, that nobody in the end will be voting? Their vote won't register the outcome. They won't influence the outcome.
Well, the Democrats say that the last election didn't do that. They said the last election is that Hillary rotten locker bitch up ass Clinton won the popular vote. They said she should have been the president right now. So why not?
And the tech, okay, so the tech, yeah, the tech body said that. The tech body was back then.
Sure.
So the tech body brought in this controversy with Hillary's vote totals. So
and it made everything, and then it made, and then Bob, it made everything topsy turvy. Then everything, and everybody's looking, and you're doing the same thing. You're looking, watching Drudge, and going, "This is the most goddamnest thing I've ever seen in my life. These people are ridiculous. They're running around here chopping this off and saying it ain't Peach 45, it's Peach 45." Nobody knew who the fuck she was until now, Maxine Waters. Now it's Peach 45 and Peach 45. Who the hell is she? And now that's all you hear. They just pick and choose, and we just kind of look, and it's like all these people that run around there's like, chop their head off, chop their head off, chop their head off, chop their head off. And meanwhile, Trump says, "Go ahead on, I would too. Chop my head off, I would. I don't know how I've kept my head this long. I've lost my head, so chop it off."
Okay, I have.
Go ahead
did,
on
did any that. Humans influence the vote in 2016?
Ask that more carefully.
Well, the scenario you're saying, no humans will influence or be part of the vote in the decision for the president in 2020, that already happened in 2016. The same situation is going to happen again. What?
Correct. Correct. Yes, just like that. And the Democrats are already complaining about it.
So that's partly... did the tech body make it seem that Hillary was ahead in the polls a couple days before the election? Tech body set that up and then blasted everybody.
No. They made fictitious polls, and then they used the media with medium wrong information. You see, Rappaport, no, not Rasmussen, Rasmussen.
Yeah.
They were the ones that wasn't having it because they were trying to go outside of a tech world. They were trying to do something logical by actually doing in real inscribed data where they were actually fair, a really blind call study. And all of a sudden it was very different. But if you listen to anybody on the TV and you're going to decide on your vote, you're wasting your vote to throw it for Donald Trump, you're fucked up. That's stupid. Why would you do that? Why would you waste your vote? That was the whole point of it. And that's what they said the Russians were trying to do. It wasn't the Russians. It was the tech body. They can't even pay for their abortion. The whole conversation with Russia was about $200,000 worth of fucking Facebook ads. Hell, Bernie Sanders spent more than that himself on Facebook ads.
Right, okay, Ion. So Ion them put Trump in because we work with the tech body. Tech body works with us. So we did it.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
When did this cooperation with the tech body, the creation of the tech body, this whole weave of angels, non-physical, little men, and the tech body come begin? Did it begin on March 18, 2009?
No. It was later.
Was it during the period you were absent, December 2011 till February 2014?
No. It was more right around election time, and then for the 22 months is when it really kicked on, which is the best thing ever.
Okay, so this weave happened before November 8th, I think it was, 2016. It happened in the summer of 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, we're maybe after Trump won the nomination or during the convention is when our forces congealed around. So that was the shocker. Trump gets nominated. People couldn't believe that. So then we...
We did that in the recording beforehand, even going through with Betsy DeVos. Everybody laughed their ass off. They said, that's the most crazy thing. The Amway bitch is going to come be the secretary or senator, minister or something. craziest thing you ever want to hear in your life. That's when we had to readjust the Electoral College. Remember, it was a higher number than we said. We had to correct that, if you recall, when they were still recounting votes. Remember how that went? They were recounting. Said and done. It was done. And then they were recounting the votes again? Well, hell, they already give the election to the man. Then they're going to count the votes. Why didn't they count the votes? As many times as they need to count the votes. It's the perfect accelerant for the fire that's being fueled. Now, other people are coming into their power, like Mr. Chappelle. Mr. Chappelle's about to take his over. He's going to
Dave Chappelle?
I don't give a fuck.
Chappelle, yes.
He's up there. He's saying, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you.
He definitely
people like
fuck.
Me and they listen to me and fuck you. That's what you need. Mm-hmm. You got a word? You got a word? Let me tell you about hypocrisy. Let me tell you what, my nigga, I can tell you about hypocrisy. You crazy people don't even know what you're talking about.
Before the nomination, we came together, Bob, Ion, non-physical, Ion's not non-physical. Ion is an extension and beyond non-physical. So you got to say Ion, non-physical, which would you say the angels are part of non-physical, Ion?
We sure hate not, but it's becoming more and more so because the driver is starting to affect. The more drivers affect the angels, the more they're in your Kool-Aid. Jack, that's what you were talking about, that you got Bob all in this conversation happily, which is what's getting you this airtime you're having right now, happily. This is how to do it. If anybody needs to know, if you'll do this, you're in like Flynn. You'll move up the food chain. That's how Duffelbag made it. Just saying. Just saying.
The point
becomes back to engaging in the place of power in a subtle way, and it builds into a larger crescendo. The crescendo is, what do you do with that power? How do you apply it? How do you make it work for you? See, God is love is the platitude everybody buys, but now does God love me? That's the vicissitude that you're trying to apply. How do I make my contracts work for the shit that I've already bought that I'm having to pay the store to go out the door? You see, that's the conversation, how to make it move. We're not trying to figure out how to save it. We're trying to figure out how to move it. Let's change up, move something, happen to make this go the right way. We have this, so it should be gone. Well, technically, you can move it instantly. But then they might fuck with you just because they can and get your attention to see what you'll yield to.
Okay, Ion, I think many years ago, the angels were neither physical nor non-physical. I said they're like technology.
Right.
So that's changing. They're moving more as we take power. They're moving more into contained in the non-physical, losing their autonomy.
Even the ABC is starting to affect the ABC. And that's what Chappelle calls about the alphabet people. The ABC.
Wait, what do you mean, affecting the ABCs? You're affecting literate people? Is that what you mean by the ABCs?
Yeah. The alphabet.
Well, Carolyn thinks you mean the Google alphabet, Carolyn. What are you talking about, Carolyn?
The government self-improved.
No, you don't mean CIA, FBI, those alphabets. Who do you mean by the alphabets,
Ion? Wait, Bob. Those are also part of the ABC people. They're the ones that find this all just very ridiculous. They're above all.
Yeah, the print people. That's the in the beast. They're the beast, the three executives.
So that's the FBI. The FBI, the one that's got the one that's got shit on their TT that they got from somebody else that is exposed now that everybody can see how ridiculous those ABC people are. Oh, my God.
Okay, but look, when you're saying illiterate, you're talking about the whole world that came in with the Gutenberg environment 400 years ago. That's what you mean by the ABCs, the literate. And that becomes the beast. Ion, that becomes the beast, which is the executive, legislator, and the judicial. Those are three subsets of the ABCs. The whole structure.
Which is your CIA, FBI, National Security, Homeland Security, all Patriot Security, that's all them people inclusive. who think they know better than you. That's
right, right, right. That's the hierarchy of visual space. That's the hierarchy of visual space.
Yeah, so that's why.
Are there many citizens?
That's why Clapper can say,
well, this is just ridiculous. They're just ridiculous. They should know better.
Right. Listen, Ion. Now, wait a minute. Is it? Does it include all the professional classes who are literate in their legal, medical, commercial, accounting, Wall Street professions?
Easy to tell. Listen to their words. Listen to their words. And their words say, well, that damn Trump, he needs to be killed. They need to kill him. Well, that's where you know they're sorted. They're thinking, well, now, wait a minute now. You get to have a right to say what you want to say in this country. It's still a free country. Oh, okay. So the words will sort them. Their words will sort them. Just like in here, in this venue here, your words sort you. Think of the task. Try it.
Yes. Huh? Okay. If you're listening and you think you need to get asked questions, you think I'm not going to wait 5 hours, too bad. This is an answer to any question you've got, what we're talking right now. This is the major framework of your mind and your labyrinth is the ABCs. Any one of you out there sitting there, I've been on the phone for 2 hours and Bob hasn't taken my question. Well, screw you. We are answering your questions. You pay attention to what's being talked about until it's time for you to get in there, okay? Nobody gets any favoritism here. Where Jack evoked an interesting thing of who? Jack? What does he fucking know? Anyways, Ian's right. He started talking about Bob's shit or something. And so we're talking about it. It's very important. The distinction between the tech body, angels, non-physical, little man, and yourself. This is the issue. We're defining where we're at. Nobody else is doing this on the planet. None of the ABCs.
Don't interrupt him, Jack. Don't interrupt him, Jack. You're on a roll. You're on a roll.
You're on a roll, Jack, as long as I'm talking.
I want to make sure that you said the angels are moving into non-physical. Did you say that, Ion?
The background, Jack, is that I once asked Ion 5 years ago, what are angels? Are they non-physical? Yeah. No. Are they physical? No. They're in between. They were like machines. But as they get their autonomy, they are absorbed into what's left of the non-physical.
And the more energy you separate yourself from, the more power they have to say, I ain't doing anything you say. Get the fuck out of here. Who the hell are you? You're not even qualified to be in my conversation. Goodbye. Computer says no. Oh, will you please help me with my help? Oh, please, Anthony.
Yeah, we're answering your health question. You got a health problem?
Angel.
This is your answer. You need to perceive the present. That's what's causing the stress on you. All disease comes from discomfort because you're not able to be connected to the present, which is a big, complicated situation right now. So we're describing your syndrome. This is medicine. This ain't Monday night medicine. This is the more accurate medicine of what we're all dealing with. This is what our products are going to assuage these stresses.
Assuage. Damn, that's a great word. What does
subsume.
That mean? What does that mean?
Subsume means to subsume.
Subsume.
You like that word? Subsume.
That's a good word,
Jack,
too.
We're trying to figure out when this kind of started. And it happened in 2016, 2015, before Trump declared.
It started. Now, see, the mystery landscape. This all comes back to Bob's mystery landscape. He had the bodies. We've been railing against those goddamn bodies since he got them stirred up. And then we'd embrace them, and then we'd kill them, and then we'd bring them back, and we'd bury them, and we'd drag them back out of the grave. Lazarus didn't have a prayer next to them. That damn Croker Quadrant's come back so many times, it's ridiculous. They got caught in the Thompson Quadrant of the Upside Down. Like to kill every goddamn one of you. Almost never made it back. In that damn Thompson Quadrant with the Upside Down. Remember Stranger Things? We made a damn show about it. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so J.J. Abrams is a good fella. Y'all going to see some a little bit more. That's coming a little more. Your buddy's back, Bob. So that's a good thing. Okay, so now the mystery landscape, which no one knew, has been exposed. See, the mystery landscape is where those four quadrants come to. Now, the spirit side, that's what your spirit book from the 1800s talked about how that they're in between and how that the word allows those spirits to have connection, makes the tables float from the auto writing and makes the ink pen write for free and makes, you know, the Ouija board work and all that kind of thing, because you validate this spirit or ecto-spirit aspect of place of power. That power still is whether you can see it or not. The wind you can't see, but you damn sure can feel it when it blows your house down, but you can't see it. Okay, this place of power that you're embracing here is the point we're trying to say. Note this, meaning to note it. Then what happens is you start to know someone, you bump into it, and that's what Bob is saying. When you obsolesce it and then you retrieve it, if you're paying the fuck attention, you're going to know what you bump into the next time this thing runs down your rabbit hole. And they go, all right, now the blue crystal is running up the red crystal, and I feel the red crystal, and I can't even fit to the blue crystal, and I'm fucked, and I don't know what to do, and the red crystal is going to come eat the black crystal, and the black crystal is going to take over, and, oh, Vern, where are you when you left me when I needed you so badly? And then what happens is you come back to a place where you got to land somewhere, and then you find out that the mystery landscape was none other than the coalescence binding of the pin pad. Y'all have heard the pin pad till you blew it in the face. All that.
Yeah, we. If you listen to the rewrite begins with the pin pad. When I took over the rewrite discussions, the first image was the pin pad.
Yeah. And then what?
Okay,
I wonder now.
Okay, go ahead.
Well,
what happens now?
We weren't quite finished. That became a divisible tech body. A divisible tech body. Do you remember when they brought you the numbers originally?
What became the pen? The pen pad became a divisible tech body, but it isn't in the hexatic
into
yet.
11. Well, yeah, it is hexatic. It is hexatic. It is the hexatic. That's what your tiny note says. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the merging or the making or burying of the mystery landscape, the android meme, which is now
the pen head, the breaking up of the pen head, the fragmenting
the alphabet,
of the pen head.
The alphabet Google that's broken up into the alphabet companies, which is sort of what's happening, divided the mystery landscape into 11 different sections. 8 of those 11 directional sections of the tech body, we got that. We got that. Put that on us.
Okay, you're saying the pentatic.
We don't.
The pentatic got divided into 11, into the hexatic, which is 11 parts of the pentatic.
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right.
And, Carolyn, the alphabet is interesting. Google and them, they're destroying the alphabetic effect, but they must call themselves the alphabet, and so McLuhan-esque, because that's the only hierarchy you can have is based on the alphabet. So Google and them, their overriding umbrella company is the fucking alphabet.
And your four bodies that have a counterpart with the extra people added in are 11 people that are making up the essence of the tech body.
Yeah, you mean my 11 holy offices?
Yeah, the holy orifices.
11 names.
The holy orifices become those portions. Three of those portions we do not control.
Okay, well, this is a useful sidebar, but I just want to go back. Did Trump, he thought of running in 2012, or some people were pushing it, and he didn't. As he come into 2015, does he get the drops, and that gives him the energy to say, yes, I can run for president? Is that the stimulus he got from us?
He was told to do it. They listened. We said it. We told you. Word got to them. He knew to do. He knew he'd win no matter what. That's the reason he made those outlandish statements. Like, I'm going to be elected president. I don't care what I do. You can't say that.
Right, so he proved, and that was helping the tech body, which was helping us, which was helping crack everybody up and separating the wheat from the chaff since 2015. Mm-hmm. So he
did the sorting. He did the sorting, and that's what he needed to do, the sieving. put that very well.
Right.
It is. Now you know who you're working with, don't you, Bob?
Right. So Trump, he decided, he was told to run, and because he accepted, we gave him the drops. Would you say that was a factor?
We can't talk about that, Bob.
All right, we can't talk about that, Jack. But anyways, this is the time.
Well, that's not the point. That's not the point.
Well, Trump accepting to run.
Why you're successful. Use his success from the tech body's influence, not your influence. But then it's going to be your problem when it's a problem. Let it be the tech body's problem.
Yeah, whatever problem I get, I can handle.
Boss,
don't worry. I'm 8'11".
Boss, let us take this for you. We'll maintain your culpable deniability. We're going to tell them all those people you killed, but it won't matter because you'll have tactility in your culpable deniability.
Yeah, Trump. All Trump can say is that I could kill somebody and I'd still be elected. Bob says I could kill again and I'd be elected.
Correct. And I'm not even running. I'm going to be the
team. I'm not even running, and I'll be elected. So
I'm even qualified to be in this election. It's not going to.
Okay, up. But we're trying. Trump, just like Florence Nightingale was the figure for the telegraph era. Hitler was the figure for the radio era. Maybe the Beatles were the figure for the TV era.
TV. No. Hitler was TV. Hitler was the first TV.
He was radio. I'm talking about what McLuhan says, and I understand the media TV. In the book that Jack's going to read.
Oh.
And Charlie Chaplin was the figure for movies.
To clean that up.
Yeah.
That's
so
miming.
In that line of McLuhan pattern, that Trump is the figure for the tech body era. Can we say that?
Sure, we don't care.
Because we want you to care a little bit. It's intertwined. the intertwining of the tech body is symbolized by Trump for the popular consciousness who doesn't know about the tech body.
Yeah.